Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
This episode is supported by FX's Clipped, the scandalous story of the 2014 Clippers owner's racist remarks captured on tape and heard around the world. The series charts the tape's impact on a dysfunctional basketball organization striving to win against their reputation as the most cursed team in the league. Starring Lawrence Fishburne, Jackie Weaver, Cleopatra Coleman, and Ed O'Neill. FX's Clipped, streaming June 4th, only on Hulu.
Hey, friendo, Steve here.
Hey, Larson.
And welcome back to Going In Raw News Brief. On today's News Brief, man, I want some of that coffee. That looks
good.
It's
not coffee, it's tea.
Tea, have some tea.
No, what you
tea.
Can't have, though, is this number one dad mug. That's for me.
One day I'm going to get you to put that thing on the line somehow, some way. On today's episode, we're going to talk about another awesome dad. Bryan Danielson might be injured again. Also, Bobby Lashley has some words about CM Punk's return, including some inside the company who might not be too into it. But first, let's talk about this, man. It's been a hell of a year for one Vincent Kennedy McMahon. Is he a junior? Is it junior? I don't know what it is. Vincent Kennedy McMahon.
I don't know.
Anyway, it's been a hell of a year for him. Following reports that Triple H, Paul Levesque, had been quote-unquote knighted by Endeavor CEO Ari Emanuel to have full control over WWE creative, being in the weeds, so to speak, and filings which stated that Vince McMahon sold nearly 25% of his shares of TKO. Speculation started up that Vince was either being forced out as executive chairman or was leaving at his own behest. We'll fire up that clip from Wolf of Wall Street because according to Sports Illustrated.
Which one's
Steve? Oh, man, you know which one I'm talking about. Here, let me get my. I used to have a regular microphone.
You literally have a microphone in front of your mouth.
Nah, like the one that he's holding. I ain't fucking leaving. That's what Vince McMahon is saying because according to Sports Illustrated, in fact, Vince ain't fucking leaving. Larson, what is the quote from Sports Illustrated?
So that's what SI has to say. Quote, sources within WWE, however, shared that McMahon has no plans to leave the company, though his reasons were undisclosed. Sports Illustrated learned that McMahon needed to have the money liquid. Mm. Not like some new liquid form of money we're talking
right,
about.
Right, yeah.
Like he needed little, to sell like his stock to have the cash on hand.
I got my cash in this here container.
Anyways, SI continues, which is why he sold such a hefty portion of his stock. Multiple sources have indicated that McMahon has no plans to stop working for the company. Even though his role has shifted away from creative, which is overseen by Paul Triple H Levesque, there is no doubt that McMahon still wields great power in the company. The focus for McMahon is handling the items assigned to him by Endeavor CEO Ari Emanuel. All accounts internally are that their working relationship remains a positive one. So Dana White recently talked about his relationship now with Vince, that they have to work together as part of TKO Holdings. And spoke glowingly about their working relationship now. Apparently wasn't, they didn't have the best relationships in the past. Apparently Vince helped UFC secure a deal in Saudi Arabia. So that seems to be Vince's task these days, not so much messing up WWE creative. And now ideal situation would be Vince out of there, gone.
Yeah. You know, okay, so here's, I will say this. Larson, you know, there's a phrase that I came up with a long time ago. If it ain't broke, don't fix it, right?
Broke?
That's a Steve original. If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Yeah. Oh, you said broke the first time.
Okay, I am going to do that
it would be a Steve original, yes.
It's a Steve original. I was making a joke because I didn't make up that one. But if it ain't broke, don't fix it. And you know, here's the thing. Another phrase that I came up with, you better be careful what you wish for. Because if Vince is gone, they're going to get somebody else. And that somebody else might not be as much of a sucker as Vince, having given his company away and given somebody else the ability and the power and the authority. Like, literally, it was a McMahon shakeup. Now you're the authority, Ari Emanuel. And he kicked Vince out of the weeds.
Yeah.
We all know, come on, we all know that Vince, God damn it, wanted to be in the weeds.
Man, he wanted to be in the weeds so bad.
Loves the weeds.
Loves the weeds.
Now he can't be in the weeds. Can't be in them.
Can't be in them.
Can't be
no
in
weeds.
Them. So what if there's another savvier person who really wants to get in the weeds? Probably, I suspect not, because Vince McMahon is like the singular person on this planet who really loved to be in the WWE weeds. But, you know, when there's a power vacuum, who knows what can happen? The lack of stability could filter down. It could sink down into where Triple H is, which is a pretty decent spot. I mean, last episode of SmackDown wasn't great, but whatever.
Yeah, no, I understand what you're saying. And I guess if Vince is still going to maintain some role at the company, keeping him far away from creative and far away from the public eye as possible would be ideal.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
You know, and if his primary role is just negotiating things in boardrooms, and we don't have to hear from him, and we don't have to see him, and he didn't have any workings whatsoever on the creative side of things. Not thrilled about it, but it's better than him being in the weeds.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. I'm just saying it for the sake of conversation. I think we'll all probably celebrate the day that he's, you know, firmly out of the company. But yeah, it is a sort of situation where it might not be, you know, all that it's cracked up to be, or it might be amazing, or it might be completely like we would have no idea. But it is smart. It's smart for Ari Emanuel to use the name value of Vince McMahon. Nerds like us, we have a certain outlook on Vince. People higher up in the business world probably have a much different perception of Vince McMahon. They think the name, they see the name, and they're like, oh, but then I don't know. There was the reports that the TV negotiations weren't going great because, you know, USA didn't necessarily want to deal with Vince. And of course, you know, he ended up giving the company away as opposed to try to stay in the weeds.
Yeah.
And instead of taking maybe a bigger deal to actually sell the thing.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Time will tell. I don't know if anything's going to be as crazy as what we saw this year. He comes back, company is merged, and then boom, he's out of the weeds. Pretty crazy stuff.
It's been a crazy year. You know, I've been spending most of the day compiling end of year stuff. And just, you know, like the crazy news stories, shocking moments that have happened in the world of wrestling. Like, there's enough there to do several lists.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
you know, we thought 2023 was exceptionally out of the norm. You know, crazy in terms of what happened. Again, out of the norm. You know, because for years and years and years, there was basically a status quo in the wrestling business, and that kind of broke up a little with AEW coming around. But last year, it was kind of destroyed. Entirely, the paradigm was shifted, if you will. The paradigm shifted a bit, and you know, who knows? 2024 could be crazy too.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I suspect that there might be a case to be made for continued craziness, bedlam, if you will.
Yes, bedlam. That's
pro wrestling, like bedlam.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angie.com.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Let's talk about Bobby Lashley now, because I love Bobby Lashley. You love Bobby
Lashley. Absolutely. Bobby Lashley's great.
The people love Bobby Lashley, right?
How could you not love Bobby Lashley? He's amazing.
Right. Not everybody has the same consensus answer about CM Punk, though. And in fact, Bobby Lashley recently spoke with Steve Fall. Steve Fall of WrestlingNews.co and was asked about CM Punk returning to WWE. This is what Lashley had to say. I spoke with some of the guys that know him. I got mixed feelings. Some people were very against it. Some people were, you know, whatever. But I like that none of these people were.
T went down the wrong pipe. I'm sorry.
I like that none of these people were like, oh, man, this is a boon. This is great.
None of them backstage were chanting CM Punk. CM Punk.
It ranged from, no, this is terrible, to, whatever. Yeah. I want to go to catering. He continued. He said, but it's a land of opportunity. So if he comes back and he helps out the show, that's the business side of it. I understand he has a big name. He's coming back and he's going to do some big numbers, but I hope they make him kind of work for some of the stuff. He wants that Cody adversity. He says, I hope they give him an opportunity to kind of prove his loyalty to the business and some of the people in there, just to let everybody know, some of the naysayers, some of the people that aren't too happy about him being there. I hope he has his opportunity to work his way back up to the top and not just be given everything because he negotiated a good contract that allowed him to do that. Pretty strong words from a veteran who I think, A, has a good head on his shoulders, and two, should be listened to. Bobby Lashley's awesome.
I would think so. Given his career, his veteran status, and seemingly just the way he carries himself, that he should command respect from the locker room. I would not be surprised if the locker room views Bobby Lashley as a locker room leader.
Right, and I doubt he's ever said, I'm locker room leader. Yeah,
exactly.
You look at him, you're like, oh, this guy's clearly a locker room leader.
And, you know, I wonder if, you know, I would guess when Cody Rhodes came in a couple of years back, the perception of Cody was probably more favorable than the perception of Phil is backstage. Nonetheless, it seemed like after he won the Rumble, oh, he's going to win the title. No. Part of it, the adversity from the storyline perspective. But also, I wonder if part of the attitude maybe backstage was, we didn't want to give him too much too soon, because then the perception is, hey, all these guys that have been working here for 10-plus years, guess what? We're going to sign someone, they're going to skip to the front of the line. You know, and
Seth Rollins even said something like that. He said, you know, he came from outside. Why should he, you know, be so given pretty much everything? You know?
And someone with the reputation of Phil Brooks, of CM Punk, you know, I wouldn't be surprised, as Lashley speaks of here, if there's a certain portion of the locker room that's going to be like, hey, we're pessimistic about the prospects of you fitting in now.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
So if you have to go out there for a year and you're not pushed right to the top, Mm-hmm. You know, you're not putting championship opportunities. You're not putting main events right away. Let's see how you react to that.
Yeah.
And if you're still a team player at that point after a year or so, then after, as Lashley said, you've worked your way back up to the top, then maybe people will have more faith in Phil's ability to be a team player backstage.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how he's treated. It's kind of a delicate balance, though. Like, he's older, and you want to sort of maximize what you can get out of him. And I don't know, there is, I think, a balance between he's hot now, let's capitalize, and exactly what you're saying. You know, I mean, dude, he's not going to come in and dethrone Roman, and I'd be kind of surprised if they had him come in and immediately beat Seth Rollins for the World Heavyweight title when there's a story with Drew McIntyre, when there's a story with Jey Uso, when there's a story with Sami Zayn to be told, and a number of others. Gunther, there's a story with him. So it's a matter of, okay, let's keep this guy, you know, in a high profile situation to maximize the most out of him, but not compromise the stories that we have established.
I got it.
Yeah, go ahead.
I got it. We've already seen it this year. Mm-hmm. Seen it happen with a particular wrestler where WWE used a legend to help get this wrestler over. I'm talking about LA Knight. CM Punk, LA Knight, they form a tag team.
Oh, wow, a tag. I can't think of two. Well, they do have this in common. They've got the two letters for their first names, LA Knight, CM Punk.
Yeah.
You know, they got that in common and nothing else.
Well, they're both the gift of gab, man. They're great talkers.
God, they're so different, though. But yet they do have so much in common. Great talkers, both super old. The name thing, it's kind of it, though.
I think I'm onto something.
Well, you know, I really miss the tag team of LA Knight and Boogs. That was my tag team of 2023.
That lasted all of, what, a couple weeks?
If that, I think it was like a week, yeah. He said, yeah, let's team up, and then he beat him up the next week anyways.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it'll be interesting to see how the locker room responds to him. I was watching a thing on The Bump, and granted, it's on The Bump. It's, you know, it's out there for the world to see. But Jey Uso was making a lot of good points, whether he's in character, out of character, if he actually means this stuff, who knows. But the bottom line is, you know, wrestling is a business. It's all about making that money. And a large part of that is name recognition, who can draw. And CM Punk certainly has that. He is a guy, as Triple H says, that's a conversation starter. Triple H loves all those business terms.
Really
does. He's a conversation starter.
Really does. Really does like it.
Conversation man Punk.
There you go.
So yeah, there's that. Let's talk about this. Oh man, boy.
Well, hold on. Don't get down yet. All right. So reports started surfacing in social media last night. Apparently AEW taped Collision yesterday to what looked to be like an arena that was like 30% filled.
Yeah, boy, you know what, man? Let's stop there real quick.
here's the problem. Or part of it. There's a lot of problems. Here's one problem. AEW is taping their television show in a market that doesn't air that show. You can't watch Collision in Canada, is my impression.
You would think more people would come out for that show because they can't see it in Canada.
Maybe, but like, you got Kenny and Ethan Page on the card. That's going to be a great match.
This is the only thing I'll say about that, because you see a lot of people dunking on it on social media, and I understand. People want the product to be better. Yes. And so that I feel like that's how. I mean, there's plenty of disingenuous, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
You go, you Google this real quick. Not you, but the people. WWE attendance 2018.
Yeah.
And then look at the pictures. The attendance, like, it was higher than like this 950, 2000 kind of stuff they're getting. It was closer to like 3,500, 4,000.
Yeah.
But a lot of empty seats. A lot of tape to draped off areas.
Yes.
You know, and the product sucked back then.
Yep.
So, you know, I hope before we dive into this here, I just hope that AEW is able to turn around in the new year, get people hot on the product again, and get those wrestlers out there feeling proud to be part of AEW as opposed to.
I agree. The more healthy and thriving wrestling companies that are out there, it's better for the wrestling business, and more importantly, better for wrestlers.
Even more important, better for us. More people excited about wrestling, more views we get, more money in our pockets.
That's all true. Thriving wrestling business puts more money in everybody's pockets. How about that?
Most importantly, us. Yes.
There you go. Anyway,
add that right there.
So I'll start over here. Reports started surfacing on social media last night following AEW's collision taping that Bryan Danielson may have been injured during his Continental Classic match against Andrade. Fan account stated that Danielson was bleeding from above the same eye he recently had surgery on, the one where he fractured his orbital bone, and AEW medical staff were attending to him in the ring following the bout. But, according to Fightful Select, fans of the American Dragon, you and me,
yeah, we're fans.
Rest easy, because Fightful has confirmed this is all part of an angle. Danielson is not expected to miss any time. Apparently, he's going to be on Dynamite tonight.
I don't like that. I don't like that angle. Because here's the thing, Andrade, man, that back elbow comes quick.
Oh, I know.
Like, that dude has smashed some
face. Well, it was against Andrade, and like it was a collar and elbow tie-up where he broke his orbital bone, Danielson did.
Oh, right, right.
Yeah, it was like the most mundane of moves.
Yeah, yeah. But, hey, you think this feeds into my theory that Eddie Kingston's totally going to win this thing? Because now they got this injury, this Bryan Danielson injury angle.
You got him with this injury angle. You got Mox saying, my body's giving out on me.
Yeah.
They'll probably find a way for Hangman to cost Swerve a chance to go to the finals.
I like the idea that like just literally everybody else in the tournament, or at least on Eddie's side of things, is just getting injured. And so like he finishes the tournament by forfeit every single
because
match.
Everybody else gets hurt.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that'd be great.
Really and upping then he the still grueling does the nature of these round robin wrestling tournaments, huh?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, buck the conventions. He still does those grueling promos with his shirt down and his belly's all out. And he's like, oh, I can't believe I won this one. Yeah, it was by forfeit, but that's okay. I'll take the win even though I don't want it. Are we done with this promo now? Are we done with it? You're telling me we're done with it.
And like the TV, the production guy is like, hey, you won this match by forfeit. You didn't have to wrestle. We got 20 minutes we could fill. You can keep talking and talking and talking to Eddie. And Eddie's like, I don't want to be doing this. You know,
yeah, I won't be doing this. I got I got 20 minutes of stand up prepared. You want that? Hey, why they call Roundteam, not Ovaltine. He just stole
gold,
that from
Eddie
Banya.
Gold.
He stole that from Banya.
No, from Jerry. That was Jerry's joke.
Oh, well, that's
and that was
right.
Jerry writing the material for Banya.
Well, there you go. Banya's coming to town soon.
Really?
I noticed that. I was going to surprise you with tickets, but I was like, that's a bit much. I think he's coming to Reno. Yeah, the guy who played Banya is not actually Banya. Yeah, so I forget his name.
Would it be something if he actually did his whole stand-up routine as Kenny Banya?
That'd be genius. That'd really be genius. Yeah, that'd be great. Anyways, that's it for the news brief. No more news to be brief about. Next, tomorrow, we'll be doing our AEW recap.
Correct.
And, yeah. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. Appreciate it. Till next time, we'll see you around.
Goodbye, everybody.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now, all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.